Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with owner-creator of GetInTheStands.com, Scott Kosak. Then we'll preview one of the great summertime races, Hampton Heat, with Langley Speedway driver and announcer Atlee Weiss. Then we'll have a conversation with DirtOnDirt.com weekend editor Aaron Clay. But first, let's get to our what's hot. Well, what's hot? It's midsummertime, and of course it's hot. And grassroots racing is sizzling across America. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, from just what I was talking about, the site to go for these grassroots races all across the country, GetInTheStands.com, Scott Kosak. Hey, Scott, welcome back to the show. And for those that have maybe not experienced grassroots tracks and such, what is so special in your heart and your, you know, your history about going to a grassroots racetrack?
You know, Lenny, it goes back to when I was a kid and my father worked the pit gates at Stafford Motor Speedway in Connecticut. And that's where it all started for me. It's the true essence of grassroots racing is all about community and enjoying the vibe of, you know, three or four different classes of racing, lots of different cars that you can pick a favorite for the night. And more so than anything else, what people I don't think realize as much about grassroots racing is usually for about $125, a family of four can go and they can eat, they can drink, they can see 12 different green flag to checker races. Their kids can pick out a car. They can feel like they're, you know, watching Lightning McQueen run around the track. And if it's a family that wants to go out and have fun that a movie theater doesn't deliver or a night out at a sit-down restaurant doesn't deliver, grassroots racing is where it's at. And if people give it a chance, I think they're going to fall in love with it.
It really kind of live IMAX style. You're ready to feel it, smell it, taste it, if you will, from the refreshment stand. Grassroots racing, the way you eloquently put it, really something to experience. Am I correct?
Absolutely. The feel of the vibration of the cars going by. I mean, you know, you and I have experienced NASCAR at the highest levels, and you always feel those cars going by on a long stretch. But when you've got 18 or 20 late model dirt cars, or, you know, a bunch of Hornets, and it's a zzz, 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 it's a feeling that you just don't get at the highest levels, and they're smaller tracks, so you feel it more often. And it's just that feeling of being there in the stands, and everybody's rooting for a different racer. It's not like, you know, everybody's rooting for Kyle Larson or Chase Elliott. Everybody's rooting for their cousin or their brother or their competitor from across the town or their high school rival. That's the essence of it. It's community, and it's just so much fun.
A lot of fun for sure. And the Hornets he's talking about, aren't those buzzing around as far as bugs? The Hornets is a division of four-cylinder cars that when they get going, it sure does sound that way. Scott Kosak from GetInTheStands.com. With us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it just a click of a mouse away, including the new Gasco gaskets at ProFabrication.com. So how does GetInTheStands.com help somebody who has not been to a grassroots racetrack?
It couldn't be any simpler, Lenny. It's a free website that people can go to. There's no cost to use it. And the simplest thing you do is you literally just enter the city and state you're going to or you're going to be traveling to or through and hit search, and you will get all of the grassroots racetracks within 100 miles of that spot. And you can look at them on a map. You can check out where they are. You can get Google directions for tracks that have claimed them. You can get directly to their websites. It really is about helping people find grassroots racing where they live or where they're heading to or through. And we try to make it simple, and people can literally save the website to their home screen on their mobile phone, and it's literally a click away without having to download an app or subscribe to anything.
GetInTheStands.com. Scott Kosak from there, checking in with us about grassroots racing. 4th of July weekend, middle of summer, all the way through. Really, it is happening all year. And Scott and GetInTheStands.com will help you find that spot wherever you are, wherever you're going to be able to really have a fan experience. What are some of the tips, though, if the folks haven't been, what should they bring? What should they try to acquire while they're there? Some of those kind of things to help make the fan experience of a grassroots racetrack be, just that much better for them.
Well, it's not much different than going to, highest level racing. It's, you probably want to bring ear protection if you've got it. Although virtually every track will sell the little envelopes of ear protection for, a buck or two or three or whatever. If you're going to a dirt track, you might want to get some sunglasses to bring, or, some clear shades, if you will, or clear blades, if you will. Which you can get also at the track as well, because you never know if it's going to be dusty or whatever. But that's part of what makes it so much fun. Other than that, bring an open mind to have fun and see a lot of things you haven't seen before, because you're going to see a lot of things you haven't seen before.
We're chatting with Scott Kosak from GetInTheStands.com about that experience of going to grassroots racetracks. So, man, you have really, really put this thing together. Where can folks find out more? How do they navigate the site? We've got about 30 seconds.
GetInTheStands.com, either enter a city and state on the homepage, or there's a place called Race Dates where you can find the race dates that are this week or later on. And keep in mind, grassroots racing is basically Memorial Day to Labor Day. We are a month and a half past Memorial Day, and right now, between now and Labor Day, is when people need to get out and get in the stands and support those local tracks, because this is when the rubber meets the road, or the rubber meets the pavement. And, just bring some friends, make it a night. Enjoy the night, family value entertainment, and get in the stands.
GetInTheStands.com. Scott Kosak, thanks for joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grilled burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Anytime you get somebody at the front of the pack who's not used to running up there and who's not been there, the established names are going to scream. They're going to cry. They're going to whine. Oh, there's somebody else coming up here to get my trophy and get my money. It's Carson Hocevar. What's he doing up here? He had just as much right to get in there and force the issue. And if not for the caution, he's a race winner.
Hey, this is Doug Rice of the Performance Racing Network. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. If you want a show with no limits on opinions, join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
It proves that these guys are of the elite motorsports level. Being able to win the way that he did, I think, means even more that there weren't any fenders being put to anybody. And for those guys to show what they can do to race cleanly on a road course, they've certainly proved what they can do.
We're starting to see the top competitors become top road course racers.
Join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Langley Speedway racer and announcer, Atlee Weese. Hey, Atlee, welcome to the show. Y'all got a big one coming up on July 19th, one of those real midpoint summer races that we just love to talk about, Hampton Heat there. And what makes Hampton Heat so special from a driver's perspective, as well as somebody who now is on both sides of the microphone? What makes this event special for somebody to be interested in it?
Yeah, on the racing side of things, it really tests both the driver and the car. It's 200 laps, so it requires a lot of endurance early on. It's tire saving, very important, as well as getting track position later on in the race. But as from a fan perspective, it's going to be really cool because you're going to see a lot of your favorite drivers from both the Cars Tour, the NASCAR Advanced Auto Parts Weekly Series, and it's Langley Speedway's 75th anniversary. That's where the Hampton Heat will be, and it's just a really big part of the local community and the late model stock car community.
It is a fantastic facility. You got to go there a couple of times, and to have such a 75th anniversary and Hampton Heat being such a stalwart part of it. Back in the 60s, David Pearson winning the first race ever there on the pavement side. And even Denny Hamlin grabbed a track championship at the track there in Langley, Virginia. And chatting with us on the profabrication.com hotline from Langley Speedway as a racer and announcer, Atlee Weese. And we appreciate you taking the time out of what has to be a crazy busy day. But I also understand that you raced last year your first Hampton Heat as a driver in the elite late model stock division. What experience there did you find that it kind of has solidified with you as you get prepared for the July 19th event this year?
Yeah, I mean, the main thing that stuck with me was how much preparation you need to go through as a driver physically. So over the course of the next few weeks, I will certainly be doing a lot of cardiovascular training, whether it be running on the treadmill or outside, just being in the overall heat, because it just takes so much out of you by the time you're getting to the end of that race. But it was such an awesome experience to be a part of it. I finished 25th out of 35 cars in my first ever race, turned a lot of practice laps. I know Dale Earnhardt Jr. was there and he saw how many practice laps he ran. He's like, man, that's a lot of laps. So I was just trying to get my experience in as much as I could before my first ever start.
Wow. How do you stay hydrated for a thing like that? Are they always giving you water somehow? Are you pouring it on yourself? Are you taking a big old 55-gallon drum of it with you? What is the hydration key of Hampton Heat?
I mean, first of all, we pretty much get rid of all of the water cases at Kroger, stock it, and liquid IVs, other electrolyte drinks. And then in my car, I have a water bottle with a straw, and I can put it underneath my helmet and bite it to get water during the race. And that was a big help throughout those 200 laps, because you can take that opportunity during the cautions and get a quick drink to just keep yourself motivated to get to the end.
Did anybody tell you how hot it got in your car, or what's the temperature that you hear the number that the drivers have to exist at Hampton Heat?
We've taken the heat gun that we put on the racetrack into the race car, and we've gotten it at around 130 degrees before on a very hot day. And luckily the Hampton Heat is in the evening time, but the heat definitely still lingers in the car. And I would say, yeah, I mean, between 115, 130 on any given race, it's certainly very hot.
It'll be hot for the drivers, but cool, cool, cool for everybody to get to Langley Speedway on July 19th to watch Hampton Heat, a storied race. Butterbeans won a couple of them. Josh Berry, Jared Fryer, the names and the list go on and on of such legends that have come through Langley Speedway and Hampton Heat. It'll be coming up July 19th, like I say. And speaking of things to chat about, Profabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the brand new Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. Well, you also have another hat you wear when you're not in the race car at Langley Speedway, becoming part of their announcing crew with such guys as Brian White, Adam Welbrock, Buck Rush, Justin Kern. Of course, Bill Mullis really has a stable of great voices. What's it like to interact and work with some of those guys there at Langley?
Yeah, all of the announcers at Langley, those guys that you mentioned, are so great to work with, and I've learned so much on the announcing side of things working with them weekly. And so I've done two races as the pit road reporter so far on Saturday nights on Flow Racing, and I really enjoy it because I feel like I can provide a good perspective from the driver's side to the fans, but also good to be able to provide the stories that happen week in and week out. I've gotten to do some really cool interviews from different moments. And yeah, I mean, Adam, Brian, Buck, Justin, Chuck, and Bill all running the show at Langley. I mean, they all do such a phenomenal job. It's awesome to work with them.
They do indeed. And awesome to hear the newest voice at one of the premier tracks in the NASCAR Advanced Auto Parts Weekly Racing Series, and really tracks anywhere. Atlee Weiss joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Before you became that announcer, what has been something you've learned about the situational things that happened down there that you didn't realize from the outside before you were in about being an announcer on pit road?
Yeah, I mean, the main thing I've realized about being an announcer with the racetrack side of things is just how much hard work it takes of everybody working with the track to make the broadcast go on, to help the show run smoothly, whether dealing with rainouts or dealing with moving classes around, sponsorship. So these tracks are working really hard to get fans in the stands, put cars on the racetrack, and I certainly applaud that all the efforts that everybody takes at Langley Speedway to help us have an awesome place to race every single week.
Got that infield concession stand, refreshment stand down there. Do you have a favorite pit road snack that you like from there, or do you bring with you?
If I have an opportunity to hit up the concession stands, I'm certainly getting the redneck fries that Langley Speedway is famous for. Barbecue, coleslaw on French fries, put some barbecue sauce on it. I mean, that is just delicious. If you've never been to Langley Speedway, definitely come out and try the redneck fries. They are delicious.
Try the redneck fries here at Lee Weiss and that great announcing corps at Langley Speedway, and park it on your calendar. July 19th, Hampton Heat, one of the great races in all of grassroots racing. Hampton Heat, July 19th at Langley Speedway. At Lee Weiss, thanks for joining us for the ProFabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
The speed, the drama, the only NASCAR race in California. The Toyota Save Mart 350 NASCAR Weekend rolls into Sonoma Raceway July 11th through 13th. 3 days of high-speed thrills, edge-of-your-seat action, and family fun in the heart of wine country. Bring the whole family. Kids tickets start at just $10. Don't miss NASCAR's biggest stars battling for victory. Get your tickets now at SonomaRaceway.com. This is NASCAR. This is California. This is Sonoma.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Get your NASCAR fix with PRN's Garage Pass.
It's hard to just turn it around in 1 week, but I wouldn't be shocked if we did.
I don't think the results have been what we have hoped for or expected, but I think the potential in the cars and the speed has been pretty good.
You know, it's a big deal already, so that's a, you know, big positive for us. So I think now it's just about working together and getting better.
I think the Penske cars are still elite when it comes to plate racing.
Hi, I'm Mark Garrow, tracking the latest racing news every weekday.
Make your plans now to stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa when NASCAR returns to Las Vegas. They have great race ticket and room packages for you to choose from. The South Point also features a wide variety of excellent dining options at 11 different restaurants. Or you can enjoy the 16-screen movie complex and visit the 64-lane bowling center. Visit southpointcasino.com and make your reservations today. Stay where the racers stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa.
Cookout, always fresh char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the weekend editor of the widely read DirtOnDirt.com, and he also, when he has a second, is a part of the Flow Racing content creation from that fantastic streaming network, Aaron Clay. Hey, Aaron, appreciate you taking the time to join us here. And we're right at the midsummer kind of balance point of all the things happening in the dirt late model racing world. And we've got some great stories out there that have come through already this year. But I know you're working on stuff and leading us to so much. Let's start out with just the kind of the obvious players in this drama. Who's been fast so far this year? Who are you keeping your eye on up at the front of the pack?
As far as who's fast in the dirt late model world right now, I went with the lowest hanging fruit out there. We got Bobby Pierce, Oakwood, Illinois, obviously the World of Outlaws points leader, 17 wins thus far. He's already amassed more than 360,000 in race winnings. He's somehow on pace to do better than his last couple seasons, which were, you know, almost out of the stratosphere as far as how successful he's been.
And Pierce is the guy that, you know, fans love or hate, and the T-shirts say, drink until you become a Pierce fan. Is that, that's him, right?
Very polarizing. You either love him or hate him usually. His family is obviously involved with his race team heavily. Very passionate people. And yeah, I'd say most people, you know, you feel strongly one way or the other about the Pierces.
Well, who else you got in maybe the top two or three?
Also Ricky Thornton Jr. out of Chandler, Arizona. I believe he's based in the Midwest here now, but he's the Lucas Oil Series points leader. He's has 11 wins on the season, but he's actually a little bit of a dry spell for him. It's been a little over a month since his last win. And then his biggest competitor on the Lucas Oil Series is Jonathan Davenport. Davenport has 9 wins this year. He just picked up his 4th Dirt Late Model Dream at Eldora, which was his 10th Eldora Crown Jewel. He is starting to write the record books in a whole nother realm at Eldora. He's going to go down as one of the best, you know, dirt late model drivers in Eldora history at this rate.
We're chatting with Aaron Clay, weekend editor of DirtOnDirt.com and Flow Racing content creator here on PRN at the Track on the ProFabrication.com hotline. So Davenport, to me, a seasoned veteran. You see a little bit of gray in the beard now and such, and Superman's still the name used, but it really, he's starting to get that vibe that you're talking about. But this Ricky Thornton Jr. kid out of Arizona, now I know him in the Midwest, I see him splashing all over these different cars, whether, you know, it's a micro sometimes, a street stock, all the different versions. Is do you think that's helping him at this elite level, or is this maybe distracting him from, you know, something that potentially he could really even be better than he already is?
You know, I think just racers want to race. That's why you see Ricky getting a micro, getting a stock car. He'll still get in a modified, you know, to your point. I think racers just love to race. They like to keep their skills set, you know, sharp edged, if you will, keep those skills sharp. Jonathan Davenport is more of a old school focus on just the one late model program, but obviously one of the best, you know, in the business, especially for his last 10 or 15 years. He's by far, you know, has some of the best statistics in dirt late model racing. But I think Ricky's just, he's still ascending, you know, his career trajectory, whereas Davenport has already peaked or maybe slightly on the decline of his career, I would say.
Now you keep winning those Eldora races, it'll keep the banker happy and enough money to go at it a few more times after that, for sure. Davenport, always a favorite. And we're chatting on the ProFabrication.com hotline with Aaron Clay, weekend editor, DirtOnDirt.com, Flow Racing content creator. Speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the brand new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So young stars coming up. I know you keep your eyes on all those tracks all around, swinging them dirt late models and making it go. Who's a couple that are on your, these guys have maybe what it takes?
Yeah, another Thornton, different than who we mentioned earlier, but Dylan Thornton, he's originally out of Orcutt, California, but he's also migrated to the Midwest, the hub of dirt late model racing, if you will. But Dylan started his season out in Arizona. In fact, I got to see him at one of our close tracks here for me. But he's already amassed 6 wins this year, 3 of them on the Malvern Bank-sponsored Midwest Tours there. And he also won a Dream Prelim Heat race here just recently at Eldora. He was driving Cody Summers' DRT chassis at that event, and I felt like he made a splash and, you know, continues to make a name for himself. Dylan Thornton's a name
The Cody Summers name, that's the guy that does the football stadium now, dirt track, so to speak, in Christmas time in St. Louis?
Yep, Gateway Dirt Nationals. Yep, that's same Cody Summers. So he's got his own dirt racing or dirt late model chassis program that he's trying to build up. And, you know, Dylan Thornton really gave it a good run at Eldora, I thought, especially amongst, you know, 90 other of the best, you know, competitors in the country.
Dylan Thornton getting some high praise from weekend editor on dirtondirt.com, Aaron Clay. He's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Got a little more than a minute, but really less even than that. It's got some wild cards in the dirt late model world that we should keep our eyes on.
Yeah, some wild cards are pretty big names here too, but Brandon Overton, factory Longhorn driver, he's sixth in Lucas Oil points. I think if he can hit his stride with that new team, you know, look for them to have a big second half of the season. Ryan Gustin, he just picked up his first Summer Nationals win at Davenport on Tuesday night. That was June 17th. Gustin out of Iowa, he's going to be one to watch if they can hit their stride. And then Josh Rice out of Crittenden, Kentucky. He has seven wins, but mostly regional, but he just picked up his biggest win of his career, $30,000 in one of the Dream Prelims at Eldora. So those are three to keep an eye on for the rest of the season.
Three to keep an eye on and one place to go, whether it's the weekends or feature pieces and such. Aaron Clay, our guest of the profabrication.com hotline. Where can we follow you? Where should we see you on the internet?
I'm more of a Twitter guy, or I guess we call it X these days, but that's at ABC, like the letters ABC Racing 54. That's primarily where you'll find me if I ever have time for social media.
If you like dirt racing, dirt late model racing, especially, Aaron Clay, our guest of the ProFab Hotline, give him a follow for sure. Thanks for joining us, Aaron. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the track.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout. We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey folks, it's Doug Rice. Did you know you can take PRN with you anywhere by downloading the PRN mobile app? You can listen to our live races just about any place on the planet, and you will not miss a second of the action. Plus, you can hear our shows like the fantastic editions of Fast Talk, plus Brett McMillan on the Pit Reporters and Mark Garrow with Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information right at your fingertips. The PRN mobile app, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. 4th of July weekend, hot and exciting, and lots of great grassroots racing all across the country. Get out and support grassroots racing. Be safe out there, but go find some grassroots racing and have an awesome, awesome time. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.